playing 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties, in-betweenies and teenies. It's the All Decades Decade Breakfast, only on Dodge Radio. From Michael Jackson to Mariah Carey, this is the 90s and 9 on the Decade Breakfast on Dodge Radio.
And we're back again, kicking off the 90s at 9 then. It's me, Dan Owen, and kicking off with a bit of Luther Vandross.
I don't know how love could do this to me. I've waited and waited for someone I've never seen. But I'm so sentimental, and I'm so hopeful you'll be here. So here I am, every year, every Christmas. First moment that we met, and oh yes, I believed you as you told me, as you said you'd be here every year, every Christmas. Come here every year. every Christmas.
Every year, every Christmas, a bit of Luther Vandross kicking off the 90s at 9 here on Dodge Radio at Dodge the World. How are we all? Good morning if you just joined us. You may be just starting your workday, you may not. But if you have just started your workday, welcome to the show. And hopefully we'll keep you entertained until 5 o'clock tonight. Constant programming, more information on that as we go through the show today. But yes, so kicking off them, Luther Vandross. We've got some fantastic hits along the way this hour, so stick around. If you want to get in touch with us, you can do. You can tweet me at Dodge Radio or CrazyDan7. You can email me dan@dodgeradio.net as well. dan@dodgeradio.net and text me 07520-633-996. That's 07520-633-996. So, yes. Let me know how it's going today. Right, well, let's kick off then. And we're going to have a bit of Reverend and the Christmas All-Stars kicking us off then. And this one is Santa Baby.
My number one business in life right now is giving. As my bishop would say, I'm living because of my giving. If you want love, you're going to have to love somebody. If you want respect, you're going to have to respect somebody. And if you want recognition, you're going to have to recognize.
It was December 24th on Holy Sabbath at dark. My man Santa seen the Reverend, gave the strangers from off. He said that giving was his living and I had to take part. So I grabbed a bag of goodies and hopped up on his cart. I laced the pockets of the poor and gave the hoodie a play. Dropped some dollars up on Holy Santa, I went on my way. I hear you jingle, Mr. Kringle, peep the single, my man. So Santa, hit a brother off and come as quick as you can.
Santa baby, just
dough for the ho ho ho, cause I know when there's a Christmas uptown, ain't no chimney for Santa to come down.
Now to me, PD, I had a lot, appreciated everything that I got, though I used to take my pops when caught shaking the box, cause I knew I couldn't wait till it turned 12 o'clock.
Cookies and milk, satin or silk, I'm chilling in the living room, wrapped in a quilt. I'm waiting on this fat red suit wearing, comparing my gifts to my homeboy next door to me. A gift here, none there, but who cares? My little sister needs a comb just to braid her nappy hair. But here we go again, waiting on the enemy to slide down the chimney. Look here, that ain't reality.
Santa baby, just slip a pencil.
Are you really real, Miss Kringle? Let me see you make my pockets jingle.
Ching, ching.
We need some jobs in the ghetto. Too much gang banging. When kids are playing, I hear the church bells ringing. On Christmas Eve, I believe. Jesus is calling me. Get the gifts and the shopping list. Word. And the new kicks. Right. You just falling for tricks.
You better praise him.
Santa baby, just slip a pencil.
I wouldn't have had nothing to play with.
On December 25th, I knew I wasn't getting jacked. When I saw Santa Claus on the corner buying crack, I ran up on him with the Cadillac, asked him, yo, what's up with that? He said, the Grinch has no Christmas, so I can't get the back. Back in the days, Christmas was deep. My mom put presents under the tree while I played sleep. And Pete, Santa Claus never gave me nothing. Seen him at Macy's, lying in front. So do some good to the ghetto, Mr. Kris Kringle. Come and stand wild, kick it with God's angels. They can acknowledge my wisdom and understand that Santa Claus is a black man.
Word up!
Santa baby, just slip a pencil under the tree for me. A 98 convertible light blue.
on Dodge Radio.
Listening on the trees outside, and all the stockings are hung by the fireside, waiting for Santa to arrive. And all the love will show, 'cause everybody knows it's Christmas time, and all the kids will see the gifts under the tree. It's the best time of year for the family. Everybody's playing 'cause school's out, celebrating the special time we share. Happiness 'cause love is in the air, and all the love will show, 'cause everybody knows it's Christmas time, and all the kids will see the gifts under the tree. It's the best time of
Dodge Radio, Dodge the World, and enjoy the music, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. A bit of NSYNC there. Before that, we had a bit of Reverend and the All-Stars, and Santa Baby. Well, I hope you're going to have an awesome Christmas this year. Let me know what you've got planned as well. Are you running to the shops today, madly shopping to get your last-minute gifts at Christmas Eve? Come on, be honest, let me know. I'll give you a shout. Or have you done it all? That may be a thing as well. If you have done it all, great. I managed to do mine. I managed to do mine 4 days before. My last order was placed 4 days before Christmas, so that is me. So luckily I haven't left at the last minute, but let me know if you have. And if you have, where are you going? Are you rushing out? This is not the first time this happened. The microphone broke again. Yes, so let me know if you're rushing out today, and if you are, where are you going? As well, I'd be interested in travel at this point. Like, are you travelling? Are you travelling? I am making a last-minute dash for travel this Christmas, but are you doing that? Let me know. I've never actually travelled on a train on Christmas Eve before, so this is going to be interesting. I'm going to do work this morning, and then after that, I'm going to jump on the train, so that is my day. But let me know what your plans are, and if they are you going far, let me know anyway what you've got planned for your Christmas. While you do that, we are going to have our next track. And this is a great track, Darlene Love, this one now. This one is entitled All Alone at Christmas. A great track, this one.
Dan Owen on Dodge Radio.
Dodge Radio. Dodge the world. Enjoy the music.
Of Boyz II Men there and Let It Snow here on Dodge Radio, Dodge the World and enjoy the music. And that one, a bit of Boyz II Men. And before that, we heard a bit of Darlene Love, great track there, and All Alone at Christmas. Okay, so we discussed briefly earlier, we discussed about obviously you guys are shoppers going out and purchasing your items for Christmas, but what about the retailers? What about them retailers that are responsible for getting all that stock in for you? Well, we are going to bring you our first item today. So apparently there's good news for the UK's retailers. New research reveals the nation's shoppers are not being deterred by talk of inflation, shortages and late deliveries. and plan to spend this Christmas. The research carried out by retailers, The research carried out for retail customer engagement specialist Imazis reveals what they are most concerned about and their biggest shopping bugbears. Imazis works with over 1,600 brands around the world and have come up with some festive tips to help retailers make the most of the peak trading period. So our reporter Julian Fisher has more on this story. So let's see what he has to say.
And I'm joined now by Payal Hindocha, Director of Customer Engagement at Imazis, to tell us a bit more about this. Payal, so how would you say this research summarizes consumer optimism this Christmas?
I think this research summarizes consumer optimism perfectly, because what we actually found was that almost 23% of us actually don't like the gifts that people bought for us. And then on the flip side, 30% of us don't know what to buy others. So there's a really clear statement out there from consumers to say that they're looking for inspiration and insight. And I think from a retailer's perspective, it'd be really interesting to really understand what products and product categories go well together in gifting season for certain types of buyers, to be able to help consumers to really make that decision and give them a little bit of inspiration as to what gift goes well with a certain type of person that they're looking to buy for.
And what does this research say shoppers' main bugbears are with retailers?
I think some of the bugbears are that if you receive a gift on something that you don't actually like, or you want to exchange it for something else, if you've never bought from that brand before, that returns process is that first port of engagement that you're going to have with that brand. And if that process is not easy, it's going to be very hard for that brand to acquire that same customer again, or get them to change their perception of that brand.
I see. So what tips have you come up with as a result of this research to help retailers over the Christmas period?
I think from a retailer's perspective, look at different ways to personalize the shopping experience across online, across in-store, and just make it easy for the customer to understand what they want to buy for. And also give them inspiration on what to buy. So understanding what products and product categories go well together for a first-time buyer or a second-time buyer, or if they're a loyal customer, give them a little something extra so that they felt special. So give them some inspiration on what are the best gifts that go well together. Also, I think controlling some of those discounts and reassuring customers that if they buy something that's on offer today, if they have a look at what the same price is tomorrow, that price is going to be the same, because there couldn't be anything more annoying from a consumer perspective to have bought something, especially a high value item, and know that the next day that the price reduced.
Lots of information to absorb there. Is there anywhere that retailers that are listening to this can go to find out more about this advice you're giving?
If you'd like to learn more around how to make the returns process easy, or how to get inspiration for what products go well together, or just to simply personalize the experience a little bit better, please visit imazis.com.
We are proud to have Christmas all wrapped up. View our Christmas schedule on our special events page at dodgeradio.net.
You've all heard the story about Rudolph and his nose, but I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather, he had to call in sick, so he got on the horn to his cousin Leroy, who lived out in the sticks. He said, "Santa's really counting on me, and I hate to pass the buck." Leroy said, "Hey, I'm on my way," and he jumped in his pickup truck. When Leroy got to the North Pole, all the reindeer snickered and laughed. They'd never seen a deer in overalls and a John Deere tractor hat. But Santa stepped in and said, "Just calm down, 'cause we've all got a job to do." And like it or not, Leroy's in charge, and he's gonna be leading you. And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, hooked to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. We're just a down-home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. He makes jingle bells with a rebel yell and made history that night. Before that night was over, Leroy had changed their tune. He had them scooting a hoof on every single roof by the light of a neon moon. Santa wrapped his bag with a Dixie flag. He was having the time of his life, and you could hear him call, "Merry Christmas, y'all, and all of y'all a good night." And it was Leroy, the redneck reindeer, up to the front of the sleigh, delivering toys to all the good old boys and girls along the way. We're just a down-home party animal, two-stepping across the sky. He mixed jingle bells with the rebel yell and made history that night.
Are you a fan of country music? If the answer to that question is yes, I have an open invitation for you to join me each and every Monday evening between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. in the Country Cafe. On the show, we play music from the 1940s up to the current modern day. We play classic country, contemporary.
Okay, as great as that show is, I didn't mean to play that. I meant to play this. And everything
in between. Attention all country music fans, I'm looking at you.
Merry Christmas everyone, let's all dance and have some fun. I've been waiting all year for this.
For more music just like this, tune into Country Christmas on Boxing Day, 12 p.m. until 4 p.m. UK, 7 a.m. until 11 a.m. US Eastern. For more information, visit our Christmas schedule on our special events page at dodgeradio.net. Dodge Radio, dodge the world, enjoy a country Christmas.
Snow is falling faster now and dusting on the hill. Skaters on the river, gentle dancers in the chill. The children's laughter ringing as they overturn their sleighs. Waiting for a country Christmas day.
Is that the black Santa?
I want a Super Nintendo. Sega Genesis. Street Fighter 2.
It's 12:30 a.m. Christmas Eve. I'm out with the gangsters and thieves. Celebrated, posted up with eggnog, head up up in my cup. Put Rudolph and Moses, Lil Bang, banging and coasting down the block. But be careful for the heart because it's posted. Some say to this day that Christmas ain't nothing but another day. But out of respect, I gotta give the Lord his day. Tell me, where do the homeless and bums got to sleep? Where do the hungry and the needy greedies got to eat? Life is so crucial and cold. That's for the children in this world. They hopes and dreams can't afford the young and old churches and spiritual dreams. Seasonal things heard throughout the ghetto reaches gangsters and dope fiends. Cause those who ain't able to get it now can finally get it. Cause the ghetto Santa Claus has sprinkled the hood. Now we born and living to a new year, a better thing. Celebrate with some champagne. Ha ha, check it.
Santa Claus is coming straight to the ghetto.
Now on the first day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a sack of that crazy glue and told me to smoke it up slowly. Now on the second day of Christmas, my homeboy gave to me a fifth of Hen Dog and told me to take my mind off that weed. Now by the third day of Christmas, my big homeboy gave to me a whole lot of everything, and it wasn't up a game to me.
Back then you woke up to the sound, I saw mama kissing Santa, made you reminisce on the old-fashioned Christmas days. Yes, miss a fat man jolly with joy, down your chimney with toys for little girls and boys. Pumped up, I jumped up before the sun peeped in, and hoped to catch a Santa Claus creeping down my hall. Run to the window, put my eyes to the sky, to see if I could see the sleigh that parlay and push the fat guy. I sigh, ain't no sign, but everything under this tree in my house is mine. My bike that and this plastic nine to do fine till next year come. I try to see the same thing, they got us brainwashed up. And when you find it ain't no Santa, Christmas still mean a lot, cause it's the time to get together and give all you got. You got food, good moods, and what's better than together with your people? Swear wishes, give a toast by the tree, it's Merry Christmas.
Santa Claus, don't get too close because you might get shot.
Welcome
to the ghetto. Santa Claus on the ceiling, Jack Frost chilling. Pinch the Grinch for being a holiday villain. Season's greetings, all the proceeds are brought to you by the church house where we'll be eating chestnuts roasting on the open fire, singing my jingle. Where is Kris Kringle? I didn't cop and I ain't even shout. I even stayed in the house when the homies tried to sneak me out. Now all I want for Christmas is my 6-4 Chevrolet and a granddaughter for her grandmother Beverly. Ain't that something? Nah, ain't that nothing? How it's Christmas time and my rhyme steady bumping. Everybody happy, hair still nappy. Gonna steal a gift for my old grandpappy. Catch me giving out turkeys at the church house. Don't try to work me, just stand in line and everything gonna be fine. Holla at your folks, boys, going down. Ain't no helps from no elves, just a dog pan. And we passing our gifts, blazing up splits. Christmas on the road, can you dig it?
Can you dig it? Santa Claus is coming straight.
Christmas Eve, I believe, 76 was the year. Girls and boys full of joy with the season cheer. Smell the sky, hella pies and cakes getting baked. To be ate after everything gone off your plate. But wait, not tonight, it's straight beans and rice on the table, are we able to receive tonight? I wonder what the morn bringing, so it's hard to doze off. 3 o'clock in my socks, I crack the dope song. Hoping when I open the door, I see Santa. Now who the hell is this in this blue bandana? Messing with the boxes that's up under the tree. Look like Santa Claus then crossed into a woman to me. Now I'm coming to see the whole picture get clearer. How we have less as Xmas get nearer. Mirror, mirror, please, it seems I've been deceived. And thanking Saint Trick for the gifts I received. So I creep back and act like I ain't even peeped it. This'll be me and mom's private secret.
Santa Claus is coming straight to the ghetto. Santa Claus is coming straight to the ghetto.
Dog and Snoop there, and Santa Claus goes straight to the ghetto here on Dodge Radio. Dodge the world, enjoy the music. What? Snoop Dogg, please, I'm finished with you, okay? I don't want to hear you anymore. We've heard you. We know that Santa's come to your ghetto, okay? Right, anyway, before that, we heard a bit of, Joe Dithy and what? Leroy the Redneck Reindeer. So that was that. Right, okay, so my next question to you guys then. We are going to get to the schedule soon, and we're going to do that now, next link. So if you want to know what's coming up on Dodge Radio today, stick around. I'll be going through the schedule very shortly indeed. Yes, we are going to go to this. So, yes, have you brought a Christmas tree this year? Well, apparently, with so much news about climate change and the need for all of us to do our bit for the environment, it's possibly no surprise that more and more of us are not also looking for eco-friendly Christmas presents. Research from the tree gifting platform Treedom reveals that three-quarters of us for celebrating Christmas say that they want it to be eco-friendly this year, and that the younger generation in particular want presents that are sustainable. So for them and for you, here is a Christmas present idea for a difference. A tree that lasts a lifetime. Our reporter Julian has more on this story. So let's check this out, shall we?
Well, to explain why and tell us a bit more about this, I'm joined now by Rebecca McNamara from Treedom. Rebecca, why do you think people want a more sustainable and eco-friendly Christmas this year?
Well, since the pandemic, people are generally wanting to be smarter with their spending and have been noticing how harmful some products and habits can be to our environment. And following COP26 and the increased understanding of the effects of climate change, we're seeing more people move away from that throwaway culture and those presents that are only used once before ending up in the bin. Instead, they're wanting to give a gift that will last and have a positive impact on the environment and on people.
So I'm intrigued by this idea of a tree as a Christmas gift. Why do they make ideal eco-friendly gifts?
Well, what's great about gifting a tree is that it's a triple threat in terms of positive impact. It can help the environment by absorbing CO2 emissions, but it can also benefit local farmers and communities all over the world, boosting local economies. Thirdly, more trees improve our biodiversity by providing more food and habitat for wildlife, something that's also key for tackling climate change.
Rebecca, what kind of trees can you gift through Treedom, and where do they grow?
Treedom has a huge variety of trees to choose from, which makes our platform so unique. There's everything from cacao trees for the chocoholics to avocado, passion fruit, or huge, beautiful baobab trees that grow in Africa. So you can really choose a tree that has a special meaning or is perfect for that particular person who loves chocolate way too much. We plant the right tree in the right environment at the right time, whether it's Ecuador, Madagascar, or Cameroon. Your tree will have its own profile page, which tells you all about where it's growing and the impact that it's having.
And where can people find out more about gifting trees this Christmas, Rebecca?
To find out more, head to our website, treedom.net, or follow us on Instagram at treedom_trees to choose your own tree, hear about our farmers, and how you can make a positive contribution to reduce your carbon footprint and give an original gift this Christmas.
Dodge Radio.
Dodge the world.
Enjoy the music.
It's just a matter of steam on an open fire. Jet frost nipping. Utah carols being sung by a choir and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe will help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes. Simple prayer.
Michael Jackson to Mariah Carey.
This is the 90s and 9 on the Decade Breakfast on Dodge Radio.
The snow is falling. It's Christmas Eve. Presents are wrapped under the tree. Is there one for me?
I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself. I ain't gonna write no letters, send nor to the pole. What I'm wanting this year, Saint Nick don't need to know. I only want you for Christmas, babe. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, babe. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself.
Oh, pick it, Rudolph.
So put on your Christmas stockings. I'll find that mistletoe. Let's get into the holiday spirits. Honey, ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. I only want you for Christmas, baby. I don't need nothing else. I only want you for Christmas, baby. Tie a ribbon around yourself. Oh, tie a ribbon around yourself.
Alan Jackson there, and All I Want for Christmas Is You. What a beautiful track. Dodge Radio, Dodge the World, and enjoy the music. And before that, we heard a bit of Christina Aguilera and the Christmas song. Right, so I did promise you before our penultimate song of the show, actually, we are going to go through what we've got coming for you on the rest of today. So between 10 and midnight, we've got the Teenies and In-Betweenies from 11 till 12, 2000 to 2010 from 10 with Ray, so he'll be with you for the next 2 hours. From 12 till 4, we've got Sam and Romy with their Christmas special. 4 p.m. until 7, we have Rum and Reggae Christmas. Ray's back once more. And then from 7 p.m. until 11, Dodge Radio Panto Part 1. That's going to be very good. Then from 11 until 2, we've got the Dodge Christmas Party. Then from 2 till 5, we've got Sid with the X-Rated Christmas. And now going into Christmas Day, 5 p.m. until 8 p.m, we have a previous Dodge Panto. So tune in to find out what that is. So yeah, plenty of programming coming up for you. Check our special events page for more information. Right, well, let's continue then. And on to our penultimate track. It is a bit of Enya and their version of Silent Night.
We are you.
Right. Well, that is all we have got time for. Thank you so much for listening, guys. Of course, for the last 2 hours, if you've been with us since the 80s at 8 o'clock, stand by because Ray is next with the teenies and in-betweenies and 2000 to 2010 from 10 o'clock. Your news is next. But before we go, we have to do one thing. Okay. We're in the 90s. Do you know what that means? I think you do. Stay safe, guys. Have a great Christmas, and I will see you tomorrow from 2 p.m. for Happy Christmas while you eat your Christmas dinner. Ain't that a delight for you? See you later, guys. Have a great Christmas Eve.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you.
Dan Owen on Dodge Radio.